Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
You are a hungry little boy. Yes, you are.
Kaz, oh, sorry, I didn't realise.
Oh, that's okay, Linda. Oh, is that my phone?
Yes, I was just unloading the tumble dryer and I heard it pinging.
Oh, I must have left it in the kitchen.
Should I bring it back later?
No, it's okay, I'll check it now. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thought you might want to check it, in case it's an email from Justin. Or your mother, perhaps.
Oh.
I'm disturbing you, sorry.
Oh, no, it's just a newsletter from a baby website I subscribe to.
Ah, never mind. I'm sure Bobo will email as soon as she can.
Well, yes, I know she will.
You know what email's like? Very unpredictable. And broadband's often going down. It causes horrendous problems at Grey Gables at times. Or when I'm researching something on the internet.
Well, look, I know all that. It's like Leonie said. Mum's never been one for sitting indoors in front of a computer anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Well, she's the outdoors type. She always has been.
Yes. Yes, well, I'd better leave you and little Oscar to it.
Well, thanks. Anyway.
Unless there's anything else you need?
I'm fine.
All right. Well, just let me know if there is.
This is a message for Mrs. Vicky Tucker from Mr. Joe Grundy. Yeah. It's about our Lower Loxley Crook barn job, yeah. Well, I've been thinking, see, what we need to do is to make the punters really interested in these kissing bows, so they'll be dead keen to make their own, I mean. And we need to make as many as possible so as we can fill the barn and make it look really Christmassy, see? So now I'll get some box off of Linda Snell. Eddie's got a load of Christmas baubles and the like, so you get some more ribbons and stuff and buy some oranges and clothes. And when you get this message, give me a ring about when we can meet up and make a start. Yeah, well, this is Joe Grundy signing off. Over and out. Oh, flipping things.
Which earrings? These? Or these?
Well, how are you wearing your hair?
Well, like this, I suppose.
Okay. Wait there.
Annette, what are you doing?
Won't be a second. I've got just the thing.
Should I take the jacket to these trousers?
Well, what's it like? Has it got shoulder pads?
Why?
Well, you don't want to look like you're off to the bank.
Oh. Well, it's this one. It's just that Anne's is a big drafty barn of a place.
The jacket's lovely, but I'd go for the wrap. Now, sit down.
What are you doing?
An experiment. Here, take this out of the packaging while I brush your hair.
It's a pretty clip.
It'll go with your top too.
Yeah. Look, are you sure you've got time to do this?
Well, I'm not rushing off anywhere.
What about tonight? Are you going out?
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, Kirsty's working. And Fallon will be at the pub too, won't she?
No, she's got band practice. It's their first proper gig on Thursday.
Oh, you're making me feel guilty now.
Oh, don't be daft. Anyway, I'm saving my money for next week.
Why? What's happening then?
Sit still. Just that, Alice will be back from uni on Friday, won't she?
So there might be parties and nights out in the offing.
Oh, I hope so. Now, pass me the clip. So, what do you think?
You don't think it makes my nose look big?
Oh, you're kidding. You've got a cute nose. Hasn't Leon ever told you?
Maybe. Look, I'm not sure about this. I'll never be able to do my hair like this myself.
Ah, I've thought of that too. Stay still.
Oh, I'm looking forward to tonight.
Well, you'll look great.
I mean, it's not exactly going to be the highlight of my festive calendar, but it'll be nice to meet up with people I haven't seen for ages. Especially Anne.
And network in the flesh instead of online.
Yeah, it could be useful too. And at least without Leon there, I can chat to people without worrying whether he's feeling left out.
Or bored.
Yeah, I suppose so.
There, that'll hold it until tomorrow morning.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you sure you're going to be all right?
Helen, you're like a mother hen. Don't worry. I'll get a couple of DVDs and some chips and dips in the shop.
Well, there's half a bottle of white wine in the fridge too.
Perfect. But and the place won't be a tip when you get home tomorrow, I promise. I'll be good.
I knew you wouldn't mind donating some of your box edge for the kissing bows, missus.
Yes, well...
I told Vicky Tucker, I said, that Linda Snow is very community-minded. She'll be happy to give us some of her edge.
I can think of better ways to spend my time, Joe. But since it's for a good cause...
Oh, I don't mind. And as I told Vicky Tucker, Mrs. Snow's a very generous woman.
Yes, all right, Joe. I get the picture.
Yeah, well... We're going to wind the box and the ollie and mistletoe round the wire frame. Then you put the baubles and the oranges with clothes stuck in them.
I know what a kissing bow is, thank you.
Oh, right, sure. I was talking to my friend the Prof in the bowl at dinner time.
Jim Lloyd?
Ah, he's off to the vicarage to see who should go up to this afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, he's decided to settle here in the village, you know. So he's putting an offering on Blossom Hill Cottage.
Lucia and Alan won't want to sell Blossom Hill Cottage, surely. They don't own the vicarage.
Oh, the Prosper determined to stay put in Ambridge one way or another. I don't know what his son and his missus will make of it, Mike.
How much of this box do you want, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, well, that won't make very many.
How many are you making?
A few, mind you, I didn't want to disturb you on such a chilly afternoon. I thought your hubby might do the honours.
He's gone off to deliver some Christmas cards.
Oh, send him off round the village, have you? The devil makes work for idle hands, eh?
Hardly. Robert and I have his daughters and grandsons there.
Oh, that's right. Who is the little chap?
Oh, he's a delight.
Oh, I'm sure he is. A grandchild brings nothing but pleasure and happiness.
Yes, it's very rewarding. Though tiring.
Oh, that it is, eh? And where's the girl's own mother in all this, then? She's left you holding the baby good and proper.
Well, she lives abroad, Joe. She's a busy woman. And Oscar is far too little to travel to Spain.
Still, you'd have thought she'd have wanted to see her little grandson. Oh, sure, you're doing your best. You're a good-hearted woman, but a girl must want her own mum at times.
Ow! Oh! Oh!
Oh, you nicked your hand.
Oh, thank you for stating the obvious. Oh, goodness, the blood's getting everywhere. I need a handkerchief.
Here.
Well, I'm not putting that on it.
Oh, I wasn't trying to help. Oh, that looks very nasty.
Yes, of course it's nasty, you stupid man.
Blimey, shall I get a plaster?
No! I'll see to it myself.
I'll come back later for me box, shall I?
Just a minute.
Hi there.
Leon.
Hi.
Helen's out. She's gone to...
The cheesewoman's party, yeah, I know. But my manager changed my shifts at the last moment.
Oh, right.
And I thought, here's me on my own, rattling around my place, and there's Annette on her own, rattling around hers.
Wow.
So I thought maybe you could use some company.
Oh, that's really thoughtful. Come in.
And I have come prepared.
Great. Come through. You'll have to excuse the mess. I was going to tidy up in the morning before Helen gets back.
No worries. I told you before, I'm a bit of a mucky pup myself.
Have you eaten? I've just heated up a pizza for myself.
Well, I'm fine. Sit down. Don't make a fuss, just for me.
And I better look a right sight in these tracky bottoms. I wasn't expecting visitors.
Seriously, Annette, chill out. Some girls would look good in a bin sack.
Oh.
Got a corkscrew?
Oh, right, yeah, somewhere. Hang on a sec.
I've got a red and a white. I didn't know which you prefer, so I hedged my bets.
I mean, thanks for one of them, obviously. I wasn't going to drink both. A red, thanks.
I hope you're going to offer me a taste.
Oh, glasses, right, of course. What an idiot.
Hey, no, you're not. Sit down, I'll get it. Unless... Look, maybe I should go.
No, why?
I've intruded on the one night you get to do whatever you like.
Oh, no, not at all. Honestly, I mean, all I was going to do was watch a chick flick.
This one?
Yeah, but we don't have to.
Oh, you're kidding. I've been meaning to watch this for ages.
Have you?
Action films bore me. Hey, once you've seen one car chase...
Oh, cool. Well, okay. Great.
Great.
Someone to see you, Linda.
Oh.
Evening.
Joe, hello.
You've come from me box, if that's all right.
Oh, yes, of course. I think Robert's put the sack in the conservatory. He's in the kitchen, if you'd like to go through.
Who's your hand?
Once I cleaned the blood away, it wasn't as bad as I'd thought.
Oh, glad to hear it. Much obliged for the greenery.
Joe, Sorry for biting your head off earlier.
Oh, don't mention it. We all get a bit testy when we're tired.
Yes.
Is your hand really okay?
Oh, yes. Don't worry about me, Kaz, dear. I'm as tough as old boots, as your father will tell you. Well, I'd better see that Joe doesn't hold Robert up chatting.
Linda?
Yes?
I got an email from Mum.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm so glad. Was she very excited to see the latest snaps of Oscar?
Well, she only had time to write a couple of lines.
Oh.
But I'm sure she was, though. She's a very proud grandma.
Yes, of course she is. How could she not be? I'm sure she's very proud of you both.
I'm really glad she ended up with him.
You're so soppy. Is that a little tear there just in the corner of your eye?
Get off! No, it isn't.
If I were a true gentleman, I'd offer you my perfectly ironed lily-white handkerchief.
If you were a true gentleman, you'd have pretended not to see it.
Well, not ashamed of being soppy, are you? Everybody loves a happy ending.
Even you?
Hey, what do you mean, even me?
I bet you watch all the girls and guys trying to hook up in your bar. Can you spot the signs like Alex in the film?
No, you bet.
Oh, no, no, stop. I think I've had enough. You finish the bottle.
And get stopped for drunken driving going home. Are you trying to lead me astray?
I'll get you some coffee.
I don't think you will somehow. That's so sweet of you.
You're welcome.
You're a very sweet girl. You know that?
No, I don't.
Look, I know I've said it before, but there should be a line of guys from here to Borchester all hoping they're your special someone.
Well, there isn't.
Their loss. I mean it.
All that trying to pick up the signs, waiting for texts, wondering why he's only put one kiss, not two. No, it's too hard.
Yeah, I think so too.
Do you?
Oh, too right. I mean, wouldn't it be simpler if everyone just said what they meant?
You get hurt if you wear your heart on your sleeve. Like the girl in the film, Gigi. I know.
And that's one of the reasons I am so attracted to you, Annette.
Me?
Okay. Since we're so against mind games and all for being honest, I want to tell you something. You really do it for me, you know? You're sweet and pretty and fun to be with. And very sexy.
We shouldn't.
Okay. If it makes you feel uncomfortable, then I'll stop.
No. Don't stop.
Sweetheart, I know. Shh, Mummy's beautiful little boy. There. Oh. And is this Daddy? Shall we see? Just off to dinner with Harlow Coleridge and his spotty intern. Wish me luck. How are you, my darlings? Miss you so much. Kiss, kiss, kiss. See? Daddy's thinking of us? Oh, just...
Leon? Leon? Leon! Stupid, stupid, stupid!
Oh, dear, what's this?
Hi, Linda. Is there any coffee?
Oh, Leonie. Yes, I made some fresh about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, thanks. Do you want one?
Better not, thanks. I've had 3 cups since breakfast. My nerves are quite shot enough without adding more caffeine to the mix.
Okay.
You've been stuck in your room. I think they're not expecting too much work out of you while you're on holiday.
Oh, no, it's okay. I've just been on Facebook.
Oh.
ought to think about doing some Christmas shopping today or tomorrow. Fighting through the crowds in London is such a bore.
Oh. Lindy.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Coffee?
No, thanks. I've got my arms full.
So I can see. Hello, Oscar. Hello, little boy. Give me a shout if you need me.
Robert, look at this. I don't know what you managed to get on this shirt.
What?
When did you last wear it?
I can't remember. Never mind that now. Oscar's just woken up.
Oh, hello, little man. Hello. Have you woken up? Have you? Oh. Where's Cass?
Well, that's the thing, you see. She's fast asleep on the sofa in the sitting room.
Oh, poor thing. She was up a lot in the night, you know.
That's why I want to leave her undisturbed, if possible.
Is Oscar ready for a feed?
He shouldn't be. I'm pretty sure she's only just fed him.
And have you checked his nappy?
Of course. Number two on my tick list.
Oh, give him to me. Come to Grandma. There's a good boy.
And he doesn't need changing.
Oh, good. There, Oscar.
Perhaps I should wake Kaz.
Oh, no. You can't do that.
Well, what do you suggest?
Let me think a minute.
Give him back to me. I'll take him upstairs to his cot.
Oh, I can't see how that'll soothe him. Perhaps if you put him in his buggy, I could take him out for a little stroll.
I thought you wanted to go back on the internet once you'd finished the ironing. What about your feasibility study for the Green Burial Site?
Oh, there's plenty of time before I approach the district council. Oscar's far higher on my list of priorities, aren't you? I think his buggy's in the hall.
Do you think it's wise going for a stroll?
Oh, why ever not?
Well, without permission.
I won't go far.
But what if Kaz wakes up?
I'm sure I'll be back by then.
I'll try and get him off to sleep by rocking him.
Well, I think my suggestion's better. Babies often fall asleep in their prams.
I'd wake Kaz if I was you, though, and let her know.
Don't you think that rather defeats the object? And you'll be here to tell her where we are, won't you? Oh, dear. Oh, is Granddad a fuss bottle? Yes, he is. If he carries on like this, he'll wake Mummy in any case.
That's true. Righto, I'll go and get the buggy ready. You get him togged up.
And what have you been up to, Annette?
Me?
Kirsty thought you'd be in the ball yesterday.
Oh, I'm trying to save my money.
Oh, of course you are, yeah. And will you be back off to France for Christmas?
No.
Oh. Oh, well, never mind. Pat's sure to invite you up to Bridge Farm for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
Oh, you just don't seem your usual bubbly self.
I'm just a bit tired.
Well, you look after yourself. You don't want to be poorly for Christmas.
Thanks, I will. Oh, can you manage, Linda?
Oh, I think so.
Look, let me help.
Oh, Helen, thank you.
Oh, mind that box.
Right.
Hi, Annette.
Oh, hi, Helen. Is it your Borders to Life you've come for, Linda?
Oh, is it here?
I'll check.
Oh, let's have a peek. He's fast asleep.
Oh, isn't he lovely?
And is he good for you? Oh, yes. He's very bright when he's awake. He loves the fairy lights on the tree.
Oh. Oh, he's got quite a strong nose.
That's from his daddy's side.
How old is he?
2 months.
2 months? My goodness, time flies.
Oh, it's lovely to have him with us. You can see how he changes.
Yeah.
You know? Kaz says he's gained weight since he arrived.
Oh, it's a gorgeous morning for a walk.
Well, that's what I thought.
Fresh air does him the world of good.
We'd hardly got as far as your cottage, Clary, when he was out like a light.
Oh.
Completely oblivious to Kathy cooing over him and Brenda.
Typical, isn't it?
I brought it out so his mummy could get some rest.
Oh, I bet you're all feeling tired.
Well, I must confess, it does take its toll.
Tiny bundles of joy, and they've no idea of the upheaval they cause, have they? Well, I'd better get on. Annette?
I'm coming. You're mad, Linda.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, Clary.
No, just how much?
1367.
Righto.
Helen, is there any news yet on the community shop idea? Have people started filling in their questionnaires?
Oh, yeah. Mum said she's had quite a few back.
Oh, good. And what are they saying?
There's quite a lot of support for the idea. I think she said something like a third of those she's got back so far.
Oh, well, I had hoped for more, but it's a start.
Thanks for standing in for me at the dairy today, Helen.
That's all right.
You having the day off, Clary?
Yeah, I've got today and Friday. I've finished my Christmas shopping, you know. If I don't get it all done and dusted this week, I'm proper stuck. So I better get off. I'll see you all later.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yes, me too. I only meant to walk as far as the turning for Willow Farm.
Oh, hang on. I haven't seen the baby properly yet.
Oh, well, yes, all right. Here he is.
Oh, he's just adorable.
What did you say his name was?
Oscar.
And does he look like his mummy or his daddy?
Well, I think he's got Robert's eyes. Oh, dear. Better go.
I'll help you.
I'll manage.
I don't mind.
No, I do. I need the practice. I'm determined to master this buggy before Coriander goes home.
Oh, okay.
So, how did you get on last night?
Okay.
What film did you watch?
Just a rom-com.
Which one?
Can't remember. Can we do this later? I've got tons to do. We've had this delivery.
You must be able to remember the film you watched.
He's just not that into you.
Oh. Was it good?
Oh, okay. I don't want to keep you if Pat's waiting for you.
Well, yeah, I better go. I just called in to say hello.
That's kind of you.
That's okay. I wanted to ask how your evening went.
Oh, just me and the TV, like I said.
Oh, you poor thing. Never mind. Well, the party was fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I had a great time. It was lovely to see Anne.
Great.
Although she was playing host, so I didn't get an awful lot of time to chat to her.
Oh, there's this really interesting couple there who'd just come back from Italy, and they're planning to make a ricotta.
Oh, wow.
At one of the places they visited, the guy's mother-in-law made some homemade pasta, and that's all they put in it, this creamy, fresh ricotta. And then there's this other guy, such a klutz, you'd have died laughing knowing you. What's the matter? Annette?
I'm okay.
It's Linda, isn't it? Asking me about the community shop. Oh, I shouldn't have talked about it. I'm sorry, it was thoughtless. But something will turn up, I know it will.
No, it's just, you know, time of the month.
Oh, can I get you anything? Would you like me to make you a hot water bottle?
No, I'm fine.
I'll tell you what, I'll stay in tonight. Everyone's working anyway.
Oh, no, that's crazy. Don't change your plans just for me. I'll have an early night anyway. It won't be a minute.
Oh, I'm so sorry you're not feeling well. Come here, let me give you a hug.
Dad? Dad?
Kaz, what's up?
Is Oscar with you?
Oh, I'll give you three guesses who's got him.
Kaz, when did you wake up?
Has Linda got Oscar?
It's okay, don't worry.
But I thought she'd been back by now.
Why? Where has she gone? Where has she taken him?
She's probably halfway to Borchester now.
Leonie, be quiet. You're not helping. She rethought that since the baby was whimpering and you dropped off in the armchair and since he'd only just been fed...
She just can't wait to get her hands on him.
Shut up, Leonie.
Can you please just tell me where my baby is?
Exactly. He's Kaz's baby, not Linda's.
That's not the... Don't be silly. You know what Linda's like.
Oh, we know what Linda's like.
We both thought you needed a nap and the baby would settle in his buggy, which he must have done, or Linda would have brought him back by now. Ah.
Here we are, darling. Thank you to Mummy.
Where on earth have you been, Linda?
What?
Well, how long has he been crying?
Just as we started up the drive, literally.
Oh, he's hungry, poor little thing.
But he really has only just woken up. Let me
leave him alone.
Oh,
you should never have taken him without asking me first.
Yes, I'm very sorry.
Linda thought she was doing you a favour.
I only wanted to help.
Yes, well, don't bother.
I just thought...
It's not your place to think I'm his mother.
No, all right, let's just calm down. There's no harm done.
Why does everybody think they know better than me when it comes to my baby?
Now, you know that's not true, Cass. Oh, come on. We're all a bit fraught and fractious.
Come on, sweetheart. Mummy's here. Mummy's here.
That went well.
You could make yourself more useful by asking your sister if she needs anything. And then go and put the kettle on. Now, please.
Okay. I'm going. Do you want a drink, Kaz?
Let me take your coat and scarf.
No.
Then I'll make you a cup of tea.
I really feel I'd like to apologise to Kaz.
Now, let's leave her to sort out the baby for a moment, shall we?
I'm so sorry. It was silly of me, but it was such a lovely morning. And the further I walked, the more people I bumped into, and they all wanted to coo over him. I didn't mean to go as far as I did, or stay out for so long. And when I got as far as the green, I thought I'd just pop into the shop for my magazine. Lost track of time, I suppose.
I'm sure Kaz will understand once she's had a chance to calm down.
Oh, I do hope so, Robert. I don't mean to take over at all. I couldn't. I know it's not my place. All I wanted was to help.
I know. Kaz is tired and emotional and hormonal, as you women would say. Oh, come here.
Robert.
Don't you worry. It'll be fine, Lindy. I'll make sure it is.
There we go, boys.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, morning, Vicky Tucker.
You got to give me a ride on Bartleby as soon as the weather speaks.
You only have to ask. It's 5 days.
Ah, he's very placid, isn't he?
Oh, oh, he has a lovely temperament, haven't you, boy?
I've just been to the supermarket and all the staff are wearing Santa hats. And there's a Father Christmas at the door collecting for charity.
Oh, is somebody casting in?
Oh, I love the Christmas atmosphere, don't you?
Well, bit of Christmas cheer never did no harm.
Oh, and I got 2 big boxes of oranges.
Uh-huh.
I fluttered my eyelashes at the manager and got him to give me a bit off.
Oh.
He was very accommodating.
You got everything else we need?
I have cloves and ribbons and all kinds of bits and pieces for the decorations.
Very good.
You all set?
Oh, me and Bartleby be at Willow Cottage in the time it takes to boil a kettle.
Well, I'll best get home and switch it on then. Oh, and I made some mince pies last night.
Oh, that'll be just the top.
I can't wait to get started.
Just a minute.
I'm in a bit of a hurry, Dad.
I'd like a word.
Oh, can't it wait? Haven't done any Christmas shopping yet.
Well, no, it can't. I'd like you to postpone your trip to Felbersham till after lunch.
Sorry, Dad, I've got stuff to do this afternoon.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, what's the big deal? We can have a chat any time. And I want to be finished in time to help Kaz bath Oscar.
I'll make sure you have plenty of time to spend with the baby, but I'd like us to go to the Bull for lunch.
That'd be great, Dad, but I can't...
Leone, that's not an invitation, it's an order. Thank you.
I always think the Arboretum looks just as lovely in winter with the berries. What do you think, Brenda?
I've never seen so many yellow ones.
It's because birds prefer the red and orange ones, so they eat those first.
Oh, I never knew that.
So, what do you think? As soon as the Antiques Fair people go, the students from Felbersham College will bring over the fairies. This is where I plan to have them installed, or whatever you call it.
Oh, it'll be magical.
I do hope so.
I'd have been blown away if I was still a little girl. Have you told Lily?
Oh, yes.
What did she say?
Oh, she thinks that because she's 10 on Saturday, she should pretend to be all grown up.
Oh.
But she's secretly thrilled, I can tell.
I bet she is.
So, what can I do for you, Brenda?
Oh, well, the leaflets have just been delivered, and I'm really pleased with them. Here, look.
Hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah, just the thing.
Great.
Well done, Brenda.
Thanks.
Lizzie and I are very impressed with the way you've thrown yourself into this project.
Oh, cheers. Well, I'm really enjoying doing it.
Excellent.
And, actually, I've got another idea.
Yes?
I thought I might dress up in Victorian costume over the weekend, you know, for the Antiques Fair, and walk around handing them out.
A good idea.
Yeah, I thought so.
We can look up some costumes online when we get back into the office.
Great!
And I'll order a costume for myself and join you.
Oh.
Deck the hall, here we come.
Have you decided yet?
Oh, it's not exactly inspiring.
Aren't you hungry?
Yes. But have you actually looked at this menu? Roast of the day, bangers and mash.
It's good, honest, local food.
Couldn't we at least have gone up to the bistro at Grey Gables?
Oh. The food isn't the main reason I asked you to come to the Bull, Leone.
Yes, I did pick up that subtle hint, thanks, Dad.
I wanted to speak to you about the situation at Ambridge Hall.
What situation?
To be frank, your attitude isn't helping at all. In fact, the remarks you make and your criticism of Linda are making an already delicate situation very difficult.
I don't know what you mean.
I think you know very well what I mean.
No, I don't.
Stop it, Leone. This is beginning to sound like conversations we had when you were 12 years old.
Oh, thanks.
I want you to stop sticking your oar in.
What? Oh, I am sorry, but you're talking to the wrong person.
I don't think
so. You think I'm interfering?
Frankly, yes. It sounded like you were deliberately winding Kaz up yesterday.
When?
When Linda came back late with the baby.
I was not stirring things up. It's Linda who winds me up.
Leone.
Oh, come on, Dad. You know what she's like. She just gets an idea into her head and she steamrollers everyone else in a mad, blinkered rush to carry it out without a thought for anyone else or how they might be feeling.
No, I won't have that. Linda is the least self-centred, most thoughtful, giving person I've ever met.
As opposed to Mum, you mean?
I'm not going down that road, Leonie. This is not about your mother.
If you say so.
I know you love your sister. And I know you always try to look after her in all kinds of situations.
Yes, I do.
And that's a lovely character trait. In some ways, you're stronger than she is. And she looks to you for guidance and protection.
Exactly. And now she's got a baby, it's even more important.
I know. And I can see that you love little Oscar in just the same way.
It's funny. You know, Dad, when she first told me she was pregnant, I cried.
Did you?
How stupid. I've no idea why.
You were always close.
But still... And the very first time I saw Oscar, I felt in some ways he was mine. Well, not mine, exactly. Part of me.
He's very lucky to have such a loving family around him.
I hope so.
And that family includes Linda. She loves him too, you know. And anything she does is with his best interests at heart.
Really?
It's all so new to all of us, isn't it?
Oh, I suppose so.
But it's more sensitive for Linda because she's not Kaz's mother. She's not quite sure where she fits in.
Well, maybe she should ask Kaz.
But a lot of the time, Kaz is looking for guidance.
I guess.
When Linda does something, she throws herself into it wholeheartedly. And the way she does it is by researching and learning as much as she can about a subject.
Even if it's a baby.
Well, she's learning the hard way. That doesn't quite work in this circumstance.
But she's got nothing else to fall back on, has she, I suppose?
She does her best. And sometimes the best doesn't quite hit the mark, and she's very aware of that herself.
She never gives up, though.
Not when it's something she feels is worth fighting for. And that is another of her qualities I admire.
Perhaps I have been a bit hard on her.
Yes.
Maybe I should apologise.
You
don't want me to apologise to her?
Well, it's not that. It's just I'd rather she didn't think we'd been discussing it behind her back.
Oh, I see. OK. So...
So a bit of consideration would be in order.
I should back off.
Just give Linda and Kaz the space to sort things out between themselves.
But...
And trust your sister to be able to do some things for herself. After all, she now has someone who'll be looking up to her.
OK. I can do that.
Good.
At least until I go in a couple of days.
Leon...
I'm joking, Dad. I get it.
Thank you, darling.
Can we eat? I'm so hungry. Even the chicken New Yorker is looking interesting.
I do appreciate it.
I know. I know. Let's drop it, shall we?
Tell you what. As soon as I have time, I'll come down to London. You can take me out somewhere of your choosing and I'll treat you.
Now you're talking.
And if you want to fly out and visit your mother for a few days, I'll pay for the flights and that can be my Christmas present to you. Deal?
Deal.
Promising.
Can I get you a coffee, Nigel?
No, thanks, Brenda. I'll grab a sandwich in a minute.
I'm surprised you can hear yourself think.
Yeah, they're clearing spaces for the stall holders for Friday.
Shall I shut the door?
Yes, thanks. I kept meaning to get up and do it myself, but I got immersed in these fancy dress websites.
Oh, let's have a look.
I quite fancy this one. Look.
What, the one with the monocle?
And the handlebar moustache. I think I could do a good line in moustache twirling.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure about the women's costumes, though. It's either mob cap and broom or, blimey, Victorian harlot.
Perhaps not.
Definitely not.
Not to worry. There are lots of websites. Onward and upward.
Good. I know Lorna won't wear something like that either.
Lorna too? A new recruit?
Yeah. She's volunteered to hand out leaflets in the shop.
Excellent.
It's all shaping up.
How many's that now, Joe?
Let's see. It'll be 16 wire frames with this one, and
Oh, we've only got 5 ready here. That ain't so good.
Oh, now, progress is a bit slow, isn't it? Oh, look at this floor covered in leaves and bits of holly and stuff again.
Yeah, well, progress will be slow if you keep getting up and sweeping the floor.
Oh, it makes such a mess, doesn't it? I don't want it tramping through the rest of the house.
Well, that'll work faster, though, if we're going to fill that crook barn with kissing boughs.
We don't have to fill it, though. Eh? Just make enough different-looking ones so the visitors see the potential. Then they can design and make their own.
Oh, we can't leave it to their imagination. They've been starved after years of satellite telly and coloured supplements.
Do you think so?
Well, they'll be townies, don't they? They don't know their armpit from their elbow, Eddie reckons, not where country crafts are concerned.
You could be right. Mind your feet, Joe, don't squash any of the berries. Trouble is, this kitchen's too small, really, for this sort of activity.
We could move everything into your front room. That's bigger, isn't it?
Oh, no, I don't think so, Joe.
Ah, well, suit yourself. It don't do to be too house-brave, you know. A man wants a home, not an ideal house exhibition.
Oh, Mike likes me to keep everything just so. Speaking of who, have you seen the time? He'll be home for his lunch any minute.
Oh, does he have to knock before he can come in and all?
Oh, Joe. Oh, hello, Brenda. Come in.
Hi. Hello, Joe. I saw Butterby outside. You've been hard at work. Look at these, Brenda. They're kissing boughs. Do you want one?
Oh, no, hang on, Missy.
Oh, I mean, after deck the hall has finished.
It's okay, thanks. Is Dad in?
Oh, he's not back from the farm yet. How's it all going up at Lower Loxley?
Oh, I've already got the leaflets. Do you want to see?
Oh, let's have a gander then, Brenda Tucker.
Okay. Here you go.
Yeah, oh, the bit about the crook barn's a bit small, isn't it?
Well, it's no smaller than any of the other attractions.
Well, I'll just take these out to the trap.
Oh, if you would, Joe. I want to start on Mike's lunch.
Right you are. Beef casserole, is it?
Yes.
My favourite.
You know he's angling for an invite to share Dad's lunch, don't you?
Oh, he's harmless enough.
Are you sure about getting involved with him in this crook barn thing? You know, he is a Grundy.
Oh, it's fine. The Grundys have been great friends of your dad's for years, haven't they? And this is the perfect way to get to know them better myself.
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Ruth. Is David with you?
He's on the mixer wagon at the moment.
Oh, well, I tried to ring him, but he didn't answer.
Probably didn't hear it ring. Is there anything I can help you with?
Brian's asked me to pass on a message.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. Then it'll be one less thing on my mind.
Men are great delegators, aren't they?
It's in their genes, I think. Well, the message is for the parish council. Brian's got his solicitor doing the conveyance on this piece of land.
Well, that's good news.
Yes, and there'll be some sort of restrictive covenant, you know, to prevent houses being built on it.
Good. And how long will it take before it's completed?
It's normally about 6 to 8 weeks, apparently, but what with Christmas and the New Year, possibly a bit longer.
Well, I'm sure David and the others will be very happy with that.
Oh, fine. And how are things at Brookfield?
Oh, busy. Pip's got her mocks at the moment.
Oh, poor Pip. Seems to be one lot of exams after another at her age.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Well, according to her, they've been an unmitigated disaster. But then she said that about the GCSEs.
Oh, she's a clever girl. I'm sure she'll do fine.
She puts herself under so much pressure. It doesn't come from us.
Oh, it's all so much more competitive these days, though, isn't it?
And how are you all? How's Peggy?
Oh, we're fine, and so is Mum. I'm taking her to the Laurels again this afternoon.
Oh, how's Jack doing?
He seems to be settling in.
Good.
And we're all trying to keep Mum busy.
She'll be missing him.
Yes, terribly.
I know it's not the same thing, but I remember what my mum was like after Dad died. She really struggled to find a purpose to her day once Dad wasn't there to cut and clean for.
I'm sure. And of course, Mum's got their visits to look forward to, but caring for Jack had become such a round-the-clock activity. It's left a big gap.
Yeah. Well, David and I will pop round to see her the first chance we get.
Hi.
Oh.
How are things?
Oh, we're really busy in the shop.
Hardly seen anything of you since the weekend.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Look, I just came in to grab this. I've got to go.
Okay, so what are you doing tonight?
Tonight?
I'm feeling really guilty about not spending time with you. I've been away, and then Monday night you were ill, and last night I was out again.
It's fine, honestly.
Look, Leon's working again tonight. We could have a girls' night in. There's this new face mask that's just come in for Christmas. It's olive and almond oil, really moisturising.
I'll just come out in spots.
Oh, well, I'll bring a few different ones then. I could even bring a hair colour or one of those highlighting kits. We can give ourselves a makeover for Christmas.
I really should clean my room.
Well, I can wait, can't it? And I don't say that very often.
I plan to do it tonight.
Oh, Annette, don't spend another night on your own. I can tell you're really fed up. Some company will do you good. Come on, please.
Well, can we ask Kirsty round too?
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Give her a ring.
Okay.
That's it. You can go now.
Thanks. See you later.
Like pulling teeth.
And how lovely of Caroline to call in on Jack.
Yes, yes it was. Especially considering the time of year. She's throwing the staff Christmas party this evening.
And he seemed genuinely pleased to see her, although he didn't recognise her.
He was very relaxed in her company, though. She's always been very good with him.
Yes.
Mum?
Yes, dear?
Something's bothering you, I can tell.
No, not really.
Is it Lillian? How was she this morning?
Oh, a bit fragile. She went to visit Matt again yesterday.
Yes. Yes, I know. She rang me when she got back.
He started work in the prison garden.
Yes, she told me.
Never thought of Matt as having green fingers.
No. She said he's actually enjoying it, though.
He probably relishes the peace and quiet. I know I would.
Yes. I don't think he gets on very well with his cellmate. Apparently the chap talks incessantly and his only subject of conversation is the highs and lows of Australian soap.
Well, if that's the worst Matt has to endure, he won't have done too badly.
No, that's true.
Is she going to visit him for Christmas, did she say?
Possibly on Boxing Day. And they can't say for definite yet, but she's with us for lunch on Christmas Day, and then you're coming for supper, Mum, aren't you?
Yes, dear. I'll be with Jack at the Laurels for Christmas lunch.
Yes. And then Lillian and Brian and I will visit in the afternoon.
Thank you.
There's no need for thanks, Mum. Of course we'll come. Is there something else bothering you?
No.
I think there is.
Oh, don't fuss, Jennifer.
Is it Jack's clothes, Mum? Is it? I saw your reaction when he came into the lounge.
Did you see the state of his shirt? I naturally thought that when they said they did the laundry, his clothes would be properly ironed, too.
Yes.
He looked quite scruffy. What Caroline must have thought, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure she didn't think anything.
But it's not the Jack she knows. He's always taken such a pride in his appearance.
Look, I'll ring them up and sort it out just as soon as I've got the supper on.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Helen. Do you need a hand?
Oh, I can manage, thanks. Just doing a delivery. How are things?
Oh, fine. Only please don't ask if I'm ready for Christmas.
Oh, I know. A customer asked me that 2 weeks ago. Can you believe it?
Some people get ready for the following Christmas at the January sales. Although, thanks to my daughter's nagging, I've bought some stamps for the cards, so that's a start.
Oh, well done.
And I've been to pick up the labels for the Christmas beef packs.
Well, there you are, then.
Pip thinks we should have had the carbon footprint printed on them.
Really?
Yeah, she's feeling a bit got at. All this talk about how bad cattle are for the planet.
Oh, she's not the only one. I get comments all the time in the shop. Mostly over the ice cream and the yoghurt.
It's so depressing. If there's one thing everyone knows about cattle, it's the methane.
Yeah, and what about all the good things they do?
Exactly.
Locking up carbon in the soil when they're grazing pasture.
Well, that's why I don't agree with Pip about putting the carbon footprint on the label. It's
too simplistic.
Yeah, the supermarkets are doing it. Some of them anyway.
Oh, let them. I think we need to be a bit cleverer than that. You know, give people some real information. Not just a meaningless number.
Like the fact grazing animals produce really healthy foods?
Yeah, and they're local foods too. Which is more than you can say when animals get stuffed with soya and corn from what used to be rainforest.
Mm. Do you think people are interested, though?
Oh, I hope so. They seem to care about fair trade.
True.
Hopefully they'll buy into the pasture feeding idea too, once we spell out the facts.
We can but try.
Well, one thing's for sure. If they don't, there isn't going to be much of a future for Brookfield.
And I must find time to finish Rory's costume for the Nativity next week. He's the innkeeper, did I tell you? He's been practising his lines with Brian. It's so sweet. Mum?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer. I was just thinking about Jack's clothes.
Well, as soon as I've finished these...
No, it's all right. I've made a decision. I'm going to bring them home and iron them myself in future.
Well, it's a lot of work. Are you sure?
I am. And there's something else that's been on my mind.
What's that?
Hazel.
Hazel? Good grief! What's made you suddenly think of her?
We really ought to tell her where Jack is.
Oh, I see. But do you actually know where Hazel is these days?
No, but I could try and find her.
Well, if you really want to, I'll help you.
Thank you, dear.
But to be quite honest, Mum, you shouldn't feel any obligation whatsoever to that woman. You know she's not interested in her father.
I know.
And she knows where to find you, after all.
She does.
And you can certainly do without that added complication.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Now, how would you like the potatoes? Sliced or diced?
You leave the colour on for 25 minutes, then rinse it off and shampoo and condition your hair as normal. This copper shade is really going to suit your colouring.
Thanks.
Oh, don't put the towel on yet, Annette. Put the plastic bag on first.
Oh, yeah, right.
Here. Oh, I've got an older towel you can use.
Thanks.
I know it says rinse in, rinse out on the box, but you never know.
OK.
Here. You're very quiet tonight. Are you still feeling under the weather?
Oh, a bit.
I thought so. You look it. A bit of pampering's just what you need. Oh, that'll be Kirsty. Oh,
I'll go. Coming.
Hey, Annette.
Leon.
Don't look now, but your turban's leaking. Not going rusty, are you?
Leon, what are you doing here?
The manager rejigged the rotor this morning after Pavel walked, so I got the night off. Brought a bottle and some tinnies.
Great. You don't mind, do you, Annette?
No, of course not. It's fine.
Hey, gorgeous. How you doing?
Mm. Give me the wine and I'll open it and get some glasses.
Gorgeous? In PJs and no makeup.
You girls go to so much trouble, but us guys like the natural look.
Mm. Why don't you go through to the sitting room and put some music on?
Sure.
I'll just go and see if Annette needs a hand and get some nibbles. Annette? Oh, Annette, I'm really sorry about this. We're going to have a night in, just us.
It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, I said so.
You look really pale. Are you okay?
No, not really.
What's the matter?
Actually, I don't feel well.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm tired and I've got a headache.
Oh, you poor thing.
And I really don't feel up to socialising.
No, of course not.
Maybe tonight wasn't such a good idea after all.
Look, can I do anything to help? Shall I get you some painkillers?
No, I'll be fine. But...
What?
Would you and Leon mind going out instead?
No, of course not.
Then I could cancel Kirsty and just veg out in front of the TV with a cup of tea. That's all I feel like doing tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Are you sure you don't want company?
I'll be fine, honestly.
Right. Well, you take care, okay? Get an early night. Hope you feel better in the morning.
Thanks.
We'll go to the Bull or something.
Thanks, Helen.
Okay.
Oh,
Hello, Linda.
Hello. Hello, Oscar. Hello, darling.
Would you mind if I switched on the Christmas tree lights?
Oh, I must have forgotten.
Oh, it's no problem.
No, of course not.
And is it all right if I switch the main lights off so Oscar can see the fairy lights a little better?
Oh, by all means.
Shall we light at the tree, eh, Oscar? Shall we look at the fairy lights?
Here we are. Ah, he's taking it all in, isn't he?
We love the fairy lights, don't we?
He's very bright, just like his grandfather. And his mummy and daddy, of course.
Were you out this afternoon?
I had Alistair, the vet, over. Wolfgang, Constanza and Salieri all needed their annual toe-clipping. Did you want me for anything in particular?
Oh, no. No. Sure we're not disturbing you?
Not at all. I was just wrapping up a little gift for Oscar. Stocking filler.
Oh, thank you.
I've got a little something for Leone, too.
Oh, that's kind of you.
Do you know what time she's setting off?
She didn't get back from the shops until 3. She's packing now.
It's probably wiser to leave it until after rush hour.
Yes, that's probably what she thought.
Good.
In fact, we should go and see what Auntie Leonie's up to, shouldn't we, Oscar? Hey?
Oh, right. Bye-bye, Oscar. Bye-bye.
Well, we'll see you later, Linda.
Yes, of course.
Hi, Clary.
Hello. Just these, please, Annette. I got halfway home and realised I didn't have no stock cubes.
That wouldn't do.
It wouldn't. Eddie would have had a fit if I'd served up his chops with no gravy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my feet. Oh, thank goodness I got day off tomorrow. Mind you, I won't be spending none of it sitting down. List of things I've got to do.
Christmas shopping?
Yeah, I'm going into Bolchester. I did some on Monday, but I've got a few bits to get yet. Is everything all right, Annette?
Yeah, fine.
Well, you still look peaky.
Oh, I've not been sleeping very well, that's all.
Burning the candle at both ends, eh?
Yeah.
And are you going out tonight?
Not sure yet. It depends. I might just go to the ball.
And spend the night with a bunch of old fogies and the darts team.
Well, Fallon will be there. I can sit at the bar and talk to her.
No, she won't. I'm afraid she's out.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, I know, because I'm working her shift. She's got that gig with the Lies at Felpisham Uni.
Oh, I'd forgotten.
Look, why don't you go as well?
To the gig?
It's got to be more fun than watching darts.
Oh, but I won't get in.
Why?
It's part of the students' Christmas party, isn't it? All the tickets will have been sold weeks ago.
Oh, I see. I know. Give Fallon a ring. She might be able to get you one.
I don't know.
Oh, look, here's another idea. Give Jazzer a call. No, I bet he could get you in as one of the band. You know, his assistant or something.
Oh, Jazzer.
I know he comes over as a bit of a lad, but he's a good boy underneath all that swagger.
Is he?
Yeah, he's been a good friend to my Edward and Fallon. And he do seem to have calmed down a bit recently. Have you got his mobile number?
I think so.
You ask Fallon first, and if she can't help, do as I say and give Jazzer a call.
Yeah, okay. I think I might. Thanks for the suggestion, Clary.
Pat said she'd never heard of kissing bows before we started these. Is there any mistletoe in that set next to you, Joe?
There you go. Look.
How many have we done now?
Oh, a good few. We got up a fair head of steam, didn't we, this afternoon?
Oh, I reckon that cider punch of yours oiled our wheels.
You could be right. Have another drop.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Oh, it's a good thing Mike's picking me up. I'm starting to feel a bit diddly.
Oh, it's potent stuff, is it? Of course, I'll have to water it down a bit for the visitors of the Crook Barn. We don't want to no come back from the partiers, do we?
Oh, go on, Joe. Give us another of your ghost stories while we work. Cheers!
Ah, cheers. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Then I'll begin. Now then. It was a dark and stormy night, and a poor village woman set off to make her lonely way home across the fields, when she heard far off in the distance, over Loxley Norton way, a terrible blood-curdling howl that made every hair on her head stand up, and every inch of her flesh crawl with terror.
John. Oh, Gary! Oh, you made me jump!
Oh, hello, Vicky. What are you doing?
Oh, Oh, he's been entertaining me all afternoon with ghost stories.
Yeah. And a very enjoyable afternoon it's been too.
Yeah, there's me manners. You sit down, Clary.
Hey,
go on, I bet you're exhausted.
Well, I am.
I'll put the kettle on and make a nice cup of tea.
Hey. Oh, well, that's very kind. Yes, that'd be nice, too.
I'll have one myself. I won't be able to see straight to cook my supper.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's a lovely, cosy kitchen you've got, Clara.
Thank you.
Hope we haven't made too much mess for you. I'll help clear up in a minute. There's mugs in here, are they?
Top right-hand side.
Jo, tea?
Oh, I might as well.
I've just been chatting to Cathy.
Oh, huh?
It seems she was right about your friend Jim.
What's that, then?
He is planning to settle here in Ambridge.
Well, I said he's mate.
Jim's told Kenton as he's going into business with that chap who owns Jack's Calf, Don Sandland.
Oh, is he now?
Yeah, and he and Kenton's turning it into a bar.
Hey, that'll be good.
Cathy don't think so. She thinks it'll just mean Kenton working harder and longer hours for hardly no more money.
Oh, well, you has to hand it to the prof, though. This is how him and me gets on so well. He's an entrepreneur like me. When we spots an opportunity, we go straight for it.
What opportunity have you spotted, Joe?
Well, I'm talking in general terms, is all.
Well, between you, me and the gatepost, Cathy thinks Kenton's an
idiot. Yeah, I saw that little babby grandson of the Snells today.
Oh, isn't he gorgeous? You could just eat him up.
Oh, very handsome little chap. Takes after his dad, no doubt. But I saw Linda Snell in with them llamas of hern, and she looked blooming awful.
Did she?
Oh, she did. I saw her cycling home from the shop and she had a bit of a joke with me, saying she'd be glad to get back to work tomorrow for a rest. But, oh, she looked absolutely shattered.
Bye, Looney. Bye.
Bye. I think she should have missed the worst of the traffic now.
Yeah, hopefully.
Robert thinks she should be home in 2 hours at the outside.
Yes.
That's good.
I'd better go and see if Oscar's all right with Dad.
Oh, yes. It must almost be time for his...
His bath. Yes. I'll get him ready if he's awake.
Do you need any help at all?
Oh, I can manage.
Yes, of course.
Thanks anyway.
That's all right. Well, you know where we are if you need anything.
Tonight, innit?
Oh, yeah. Just at the moment.
Ah, where's your flatmate?
Oh, Helen's cooking a meal for a boyfriend.
Oh, so you've come out and left them to it, eh?
Yeah. I just thought I'd give them some space.
Oh, very thoughtful of you. Mind you, there's nothing worse than playing gooseberry, is there?
No.
Not to mention flats having thin walls, eh?
Yeah. Can be embarrassing.
Hey, then, what can I get you, Vicky? 2 pints of Shires, a white wine spritzer and large red, please, Clary.
Right you are.
And Annette will have another one of those bottled beers.
Is that the Italian one? No, not for me.
Oh, go on, let me treat you.
I'm fine, honestly, thanks.
In fact, if you're on your own, why don't you come over and sit with us? It's just me, Mike, the Snells and the Carters.
Oh, I'm okay, thanks. I think Susan sees enough of me at work.
I'll bring the drinks over if you like, Vicky. Well, let me know if you change your mind, Annette. What happened about the gig, then?
Oh, Fallon drove over to Felpersham early this afternoon. She had sound checks and stuff.
Oh, so she couldn't give you a lift. What about Jasser?
I texted him, but he never got back to me.
Probably in a rush to get over there after he finished work.
Yeah. I hope it's going well for them. I think I'll stay here and ask Fallon when she gets back.
You might have a long wait.
Evening, Mrs.
Oh, Joe, hello.
Oh, you won't get a drink now. Sid called time a while ago.
Oh, yes, I know. Robert and I were on our way home from here when I realised I'd lost my scarf.
What colour?
O'Donnell. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah. All right, Eddie. Well, I noticed his scarf as I was coming out and I ended it in the Clary.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Night, then.
Yes, good night.
Cleared my beer away, Clary.
Oh, sorry, love. I thought you'd gone.
I'd just gone out to the loo.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Never mind.
Clary, has Joe handed in my scarf?
Good night, love.
Yeah, night.
Oh, bless her. Now, scarf. Oh, is this it?
Oh, yes, thank goodness.
Yeah, Joe found it.
Oh, it was a present, you see. Honestly, at the moment, I'd forget my head if it were loose.
You do look tired.
Well, it's been quite a tough couple of weeks, one way and another.
I bet it has.
Although things might ease off a little now, with one house guest fewer.
Oh, one of your party gone? Not the baby.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh. Kaz and Oscar are with us for a little while longer.
Good.
Which is lovely. Please don't misunderstand me.
Oh, no, of course not. But a new baby in the house does take its toll.
Well, I was never one to shy away from hard work, Clary, much like yourself.
But families can be very hard work.
Oh, yes, it certainly can.
But it's worth it. Where would we be without him, eh?
And I was walking back past the shop and I saw these DVDs that people have posted back through the letterbox all over the floor. So I thought I'd just sort them out tonight.
Honestly, Annette, what are you like?
Oh, cheers. It's just that if I left them until tomorrow morning, papers get delivered early, then the kids come in on their way to school.
Ugh, yeah, I know, but
anyway,
still.
Anyway, then I saw you passing your van and I couldn't wait to hear how the gig went.
I'm glad you did. I couldn't have gone straight to bed. I'm still buzzing.
It went well then?
Oh, Annette, it was fantastic. You should have heard them all chant in our name. It's such a brilliant feeling. And when they start singing your words back to you, it is just amazing.
Wow.
And Jazzer was so funny. He kept bringing me glasses of water to drink and anything else I needed. He was like my personal servant all night.
Oh, Jazzer.
I know.
No way.
So either he's had a personality transplant or there was some student that he was seriously trying to impress.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
And the songs went down so well. It was incredible.
Yeah?
I mean, some of the new stuff still needs work, but the way me and Rollo harmonise, it's like, oh, I don't know, it's like we know what each other's going to do in the split second before it happens.
That must be amazing.
It is. I can't explain it. And it's the same when we work together. I write these lyrics, which just keep flowing out of me somehow. And I email them to Rollo, and he puts these brilliant chords and harmonies to them.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's incredible when you find some guy that you really click with, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose it must be.
Could you just move these cards for me, Helen?
Yes, of course, Gran.
Ah.
Would you like to take the cards home with me? I can post them for you.
Oh, that's very kind of you, dear, but I've only written one or two so far. Auntie Lillian's going to help me later.
Okay. Gosh, everywhere's so tidy, Gran. It's only 10 o'clock.
Well, it's a good deal easier now I haven't got Jack under my feet making the place messy.
Oh, yes, of course. How do you think he's settling in at the Laurels?
He seems to be doing very well.
I've brought something for him.
I'll drink your coffee while it's hot. You can show me in a minute.
OK.
I'm having a day off in any case today.
It must be very tiring for you.
It is a little. Adam and Ian have been. Ian's been a couple of times, which is very kind considering how busy he is at this time of year.
Yeah. And are you getting plenty of visitors too?
Oh, don't worry about me, dear. My feet have hardly touched the ground this week. Elizabeth and Nigel have invited me to lunch today.
Oh, that'll be a nice change.
Mm, yes, it will.
Mum's going to pop down with Dad over the weekend.
Oh, good. I've got some good news for your mother.
Oh?
Yes, I've made a decision about her community shop idea. I'm going to offer them a 10-year lease.
Well, that's great.
So they can get on with planning for it properly now.
She'll be really pleased about that.
So, what's this you're hiding round the side of the armchair? Is that the present for Jack?
Mum and Dad made it for him.
Oh, how lovely. A collage.
It's got as many photos of family and friends as they could find.
Oh, with little notes labelling who they are. How thoughtful.
Look at this one of me and Tom with him.
Oh, throwing a ball for captain. Oh, Jack will be thrilled.
To your right. Right. Ah, where the ramp is.
Morning, Bert. How's it going?
Oh, hello there, Lewis. Well, now, you know me, I don't like to brag, but it's gone like clockwork so far.
Ah.
These antique dealers know what they're doing, though, don't they?
I imagine they're up and down the country every week, attending these kind of fairs.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. Ooh, is that coffee for me?
It is. I thought you might be in need of sustenance.
Oh, that'll hit the spot.
I put a drop of rum in it, too, since there's such a nip in the air.
Ooh, I don't know as Elizabeth will want me drinking on the job.
Well, the eye doesn't see, eh?
Ooh.
Well, I'll take it away. Bring you another.
Oh, no, there's no need for that, since you've been to the trouble. It is Christmas in a couple of weeks.
Yes, well, Merry Christmas then, Bert.
Ah, and the same to you.
Oh, Nigel's costume arrived this morning.
Oh.
He and Brenda are dressing up to hand leaflets out to publicise the Deck the Hall event.
Oh, I know. I've volunteered to do that and all. I ain't had time to get all my Charles Dickens outfit together yet, though.
Well, I'm sure he won't mind.
Well, I had a practice to Frieda with the whiskers yesterday.
How do you mean?
Well, I got the false hair and the glue from that place in Felpersham where the flops get their costumes and stuff from.
Oh, and how did it go?
Well, it started off all right. I thought I'd just try out the moustache first as an experiment. So I stuck all this moustache hair under my nose with the glue, but it ain't half itchy.
Is it?
Oh, it itches something awful. Anyway, I set off with a story. I'm reading extracts from A Christmas Carol.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I must have been scratching the tash without realising it. And by the time I'd finished, I only had a little bit of it left on.
Oh, dear.
I wouldn't have minded, but Frieda said I didn't so much look like Charles Dickens as Adolf Hitler.
My, my.
And that'd give completely the wrong impression.
You're right there.
Anyway, I've got time to get used to it.
You'll just have to keep practising.
Oh, I will do. But I won't let it beat me. Nigel can rely on me.
Hiya, Bert.
Helen.
Oh, hi.
Yoghurts, blackberry and strawberry flavors.
Thanks, I'll put them in the chiller if you want to get off.
No, I'll do it. Didn't hear you get in last night.
It was quite late.
Oh, did you go out in the end?
Oh, just to the Bull.
The Bull?
Oh, well, Fallon came back later on, so she invited me up to her room for a beer and we got chatting.
Oh, OK. That can't have been until quite late.
I don't remember. Anyway, her gig went really well.
Why don't you tell me all about it later? Look, I'll come back for lunch.
I'm not sure I'll have time for lunch.
Susan won't make you work all day without a break, no matter how busy the shop is. I've hardly seen you all week. Let's have a proper catch-up, shall we?
Oh, come in. Come in. Oh, it's Clary, isn't it? Oh, we met in the village. You were with a little boy.
George, yes, my grandson. I came round the back, so I didn't want to ring the bell in case it woke the baby.
Oh, nothing would wake Oscar once he's fast asleep.
Oh, my Edward, we're just the same at that age. Once I'd got him off, I could hoover, do a wash, sing a song at the top of my voice, and nothing would wake him. Not that I ever had the energy to do none of them things.
No, I know what you mean. Oh, there's so much to do. It never stops, does it?
It don't, no.
And I can fall asleep as soon as I sit down.
Then why not have a bit of a nap? The washing and cleaning will still be there when you wake up. Which is why I've come, really.
Oh?
Is Linda in?
Oh, she's working at the hotel today and Dad's doing some decorating in a house near the church.
Oh, well, can you tell him I've brought this for you all?
Oh, that looks delicious.
Well, it's steak and ale, one of my Eddie's favourites. I were baking for us and it were no trouble just to double the quantities.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I was going to try and make something for supper myself.
Well, now all you have to do is put some veg on to go with it. Oh, no, cooking's one of the things you don't have much time for when a baby arrives.
Well, I think even I can handle a few potatoes and carrots. Oh, thanks again.
Right, well, I'd better get on.
Clary, have you got time for a quick coffee?
Oh, I think I can manage that.
Oh, great.
As long as you sit down and have one with me.
Bert?
Oh, hello, Lewis.
Could I have a quick word?
Yeah, excuse me a minute. Yeah, what can I do for you?
No, the thing is, Bert, I wonder if you'd mind saving the history of Lower Loxley until later in the weekend.
Oh, well, I just thought with them being antique dealers and such, they'd be interested in the history of the place.
Oh, I'm sure some of them will be, but perhaps it might be better to wait until they've set out their stalls and there's a lull in visitors to the fair.
Oh, do you think so?
Well, they'll be able to give you their full attention then, you see.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense, right you are.
Ah, it's jolly good, thanks. Hello, Peggy. I've been looking out for you.
Hello, Lewis. Bert.
Oh, afternoon.
We've just got here. Lillian's parking the car.
How's Mr. Woolley?
He's doing well, thank you.
Me and Frieda's going to pop over next week, once the fair's over with.
That will be lovely. He won't recognise you, though, I'm afraid, Bert.
Oh, no, no, he knows that.
We'll just sit with him for a while, like. Now, I hope you don't mind if I rush off for now, though. I'm supervising all these vans coming and going.
Not at all.
And if I don't get them in the right place, Titcomb will be after me for dereliction of duty.
You carry on, Bert.
Ah, you can't fault his enthusiasm and energy.
And how are you, Lewis?
Very well, thank you. Nigel and your niece keep me on my toes. Oh, not to mention Freddie and Lily. And what about you?
Oh, I can't complain.
Some days are harder than others, aren't they?
I do have lots of support from my family.
I'm glad to hear it.
Take today, for example. I'm sure Elizabeth and Nigel are far too busy, really, to have me to lunch. But people are being so kind, making sure my days are full.
Yes. The days aren't so much of a problem.
No. However, there's no point in dwelling on things. You said you'd been looking out for me.
Oh, yes. Elizabeth sends her apologies, but she's just got a couple of calls to make, then she'll be free. And Nigel's just with Titcomb discussing Christmas trees for the Deck the Hall event. He should be back at any time.
Oh, I'll have a peek at the antiques in the meanwhile, then.
Good idea. You might spot a piece you like.
And if I do, I might even make an offer.
I'm sorry about this, Clary.
Don't be daft.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with him. I mean, I fed him and changed him just before you got here.
Well, that's the other thing about some babies. They don't like it when it's too quiet.
That's mine's like that.
Oh, do you think that's it?
Well, it could be. Right, well, I better leave.
Honestly, Clary, every time this happens, I go through a tick list. Is he hungry? Does he need changing? Is he too hot or too cold? And I pick him up and then I put him back down again and I just start running out of ideas. I mean, sometimes I don't know what's the matter with him.
Would you mind if I took him for a minute? It's a while since I held a little baby.
Yes, yes, of course, please do.
Come on, then. Come on, little man.
Hello, Oscar.
Oh, that's a grand fine name for a handsome new chap, isn't it?
Yes. Now he's thinking, who's this? Who's this funny new face? Chew.
Hey? Yeah.
There now, he's a good boy.
Clary, how did you do that?
Experience, I suppose.
I wish I had that effect on him.
Oh, you will, don't worry. All first-time mums think they must be doing it wrong. It's just about feeling confident, and that won't take long, you'll see.
Sure you wouldn't like some of this chilli I made last night?
Oh, I'll just make myself a sandwich, thanks.
OK. Annette?
What?
I'm worried about you.
About me? Don't need to be.
I'd really like to know what's bugging you.
There's nothing bugging me.
Fine. You're hopeless at hiding your feelings. Mum mentioned it too.
Honestly, there isn't, really.
Sure?
Sure. Stop worrying about me.
Why don't you come up with me, Kirsty and Brenda tonight?
It's okay.
We thought we'd have something to eat and then we'll meet in whispers when Leon's finished his shift.
I can't afford it.
Well, I'll sob you.
I've got a headache.
Look, we're not going out till 8-ish. You could have a good long soak after work. That usually does the trick for me.
Well, I'm not you, am I? Will you please stop trying to control my life?
I'm sorry. That's not how it was meant.
I told you, I've got a really bad headache.
OK. Well, maybe a quiet night in is just what you need then.
I'm sure I'll feel better later. I'll go and see if Alice is in the bull with Chris.
Fine.
Look, what it is, it's... because it's nearly Christmas and I've not got anybody. You know, a boyfriend to share it with.
Why didn't you say... Oh, Annette, I know Christmas is a rotten time to be on your own.
It's fine.
But I promise I'll make sure you're not lonely.
Yeah. About tonight?
Yeah?
I just wondered if you were planning on bringing Leon back here.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But obviously if it's a problem...
No, of course not. Why should it be a problem? Like I said, I'll probably go out anyway. No, it's totally fine.